First European Camp Meeting at Moss, Norway. The next appointment was for Moss, Norway, to attend the first European Camp Meeting, to open Tuesday, June 14, and continue 8 days. This was to be followed by the fifth session of the European Council. The people assembled in a beautiful pine grove. Tents were used for living quarters and for meetings, the first camp meeting held in Europe. A nearby house was rented for Ellen White and those who might be fearful of living in tents. She described the situation. "We are located in a house built on a rise of ground overlooking the water. The scenery is fine. Everything is comfortable for us and we expect to enjoy our stay here very much. This is the first camp meeting that has ever been held in Europe, and it has made quite a stir about here. We hope this meeting will make such an impression upon minds that we will be able to hold camp meetings after this, not only in Norway but in Sweden and Denmark. This will bring the truth more directly before a class of minds we could not reach by any ordinary means." The pattern of meetings for such a conference had now been quite well established. Ellen White spoke Sabbath afternoon and again on Sunday afternoon on the Ascension and Second Advent of Christ. Her audience filled the tent and crowded around it, for a good number from the community attended. The weather was good. On Monday, June 13, Ellen White wrote, "We can but pronounce this meeting a marked success. The news of it will be carried everywhere in these kingdoms, to Sweden, Norway, and Denmark, and will open the way for camp meetings in other places. Many came to these meetings with great fear and trembling. They thought it must be at great risk to live in tents, but when they saw the arrangements, stoves in the tents if it should be cold and rainy, they had not to fear. They were so charmed with the beautiful fragrant grove and the neat, comfortably furnished tents that they said if they had only known it was like this they would have prepared to occupy a tent themselves. The terror and dread of camp meeting is all removed and the way opened for camp meetings in these regions. Monday was taken up mostly with business meetings of the conference session. S. and Haskell preached in the afternoon. Study was given to the tithing system, a point accepted rather belatedly by the believers in Norway. When those at the camp saw that this was the Bible plan ordained of God from the first, that he had a tithing church as far back as Abraham, and that it was God's plan that his children should return to him the tithe and to give gifts, the matter was understood in a new light. A resolution to be faithful in these matters was passed, with good support. On Tuesday morning, June 14, the Norwegian believers left for their homes and their businesses.